At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Hello and welcome to Understanding Astrology and Psychology Bridge series. In these series of videos, we are going to uncover the hidden layers between understanding the 9 Enneagrams in the Enneagram system of psychological evaluation, which has got 9 basic archetypes, bridging with the 27 nakshatras in the 12 zodiac signs of Vedic astrology. And we shall also borrow in from the 16 Myers-Briggs type indicators of personality into the 27 nakshatras in 12 zodiac signs. So we'll basically bring in the Enneagrams as well as MBTI models into the 27 nakshatras. So there'll be basically 27 videos of each. This is the introduction part of every video. And how we are going to cover that is by taking a standard format. This is for Ashwini Nakshatra, for example, where we are going to discuss the talents, abilities, ambition, and fulfillment in career first. Then we are going to do some SWOT analysis, strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to each from a personality perspective. Then we are going to have some keywords which are discussing the different career possibilities for such nakshatras, especially if it's the Lord of the D1 or the D10. Best working relationships it has with other nakshatras, for example, this one has with Kritika, Rohini and Vrikshira. And then we are going to bring in the Enneagram model types, 3 of them, which are closely matching with Ashwini kind of themes which we have discussed here. And later on, we'll also bring in the MBTI, again 3 types, which closely match with Ashwini. So now you can take this as a personality test. If you don't know what your MBTI type is or Enneagram type is, I have covered it in a detailed playlist on this channel in a separate playlist, which gives the description and Excel sheet with the free download link of each and every Excel sheet. And you can find out what your Enneagram type is. You can find out what your MBTI type is and then come to this one. Okay. The rules are basically the same. To begin with, you can start with these 4 basic sets of rules. How do I start? If I have my Vedic astrology chart in front of me, the natal, the navamsha, the D10, how do I start? Always first see the ascendant nakshatra, be it natal, D9 or D10. That's the first starting point. For empty houses, if your 10th house is empty or your first house is empty, see the cusp of that house and what nakshatra that falls in. That would be also a good start because we are seeing it from a nakshatra point of view here. Yes. Number 3, for intimate relationships, marriage, see 7th house, 5th house, natal as well as D9 and the nakshatras thereof or the planets sitting thereof. Okay. For career talents, see nakshatra of the Lord of the 1st and 10th house in both natal, navamsha and D10. Compare and contrast. Natal is how you were born. Navamsha is how you turn out as personality later in life, post 32 or 36 years of age. And D10 is what talents, how you will be using the nakshatra talents in your career, in your business, in your job, right? So this being the basic set of rules and introduction, let's get started. So the 20th nakshatra of Purvashada, which falls in the heart of Sagittarius. What is the heart of Sagittarius sign? Number 9. That's Purva Ashada. It is the graduation of Venus. It's a Venus ruled nakshatra. We started from Bharani, moving on to Purva Falguni, and now culminating or graduating in Purva Ashada. Bharani was almost the beginnings where it learns to draw boundaries. Purva Falguni, it was going bed hopping, having many, many relationships and learning from them. But in Purva Ashada, it graduates because there is the energy of Jupiter there involved. So Venus graduates here to wisdom, to devotion. Devotional wisdom is Purva Ashada. So Purva Ashada means bringing some sense from past life. So these people usually have, if there are planets and points in Purva Ashada, they have dreams of some kind of a saint or some kind of a guru or god or goddess or devi. In their dreams they come. Typically, if it's Mars, it will be maybe male kind of figures. If it is Venus, it may be goddess kind of figures. If it is Ketu, it may be the guru figures, the human beings, I mean, the avatars. That kind of a thing. That's the curious thing about this nakshatra, because they bring that from past life as a remembrance through their dream time. What was the life lesson of Purva Ashada? Because of the devotional factor there, their idea or their ideation through this nakshatra becomes victory. Finding one's own path in life. Taking the unconventional approach. Venus with Jupiter can be an unconventional combination. Strange bedfellows, you might imagine. One is a Daitya Guru and one is a Dev Guru. So it's, you know, slightly different. One is the guru of the demons, one is guru of Deva. So you can imagine the combination there. Chasing high ideology, they focus on progress. They have difficult or no relationships at all because it's Venus nakshatra. All Venus nakshatras have underlying karma of relationship, one kind or the other. The life lesson of Purva Ashada being, emotional enthusiasm is needed to build teams for victory. Ashada means victory. Purva means before victory, you might say. Okay? So it falls within 13 degrees, 20 minutes of Sagittarius, going up to 26 degrees, 40 minutes of Sagittarius, this particular constellation. Talents include enthusiasm, persuasion, and optimism. Persuasion being the key in Purva Ashada because it's Venus, the persuasive part of Venus, the one who's interested in building teams and getting victorious. So they have a lot of enthusiasm in them, optimism, the positive power of these two planets, Venus and Jupiter. Ambition is to inspire, to persuade, and to achieve victory. Like I said, Ashada means victory. They want to achieve victory. You might say this is the beginning of learning how to achieve victory. It culminates in the next one, Uttara Ashada. But in Purva Ashada, they learn the techniques of how to achieve victory in a team sense, because Venus towards Jupiter is devotion. Devoted to people, you might say. Fulfillment in career comes from motivational speaking, leadership, and sales and marketing as well, because they have to convince people, they are persuasive people. Strengths include optimistic, persuasive, and enthusiastic. Weaknesses, over-enthusiasm, superficiality, and lack of follow-through. Opportunities involve motivational roles, leadership positions in sales and marketing. Threats are risk of over-enthusiasm, conflicts from superficiality, and challenges in follow-through. Same thing from weakness. Keywords for career for Purva Ashada are athletes, sports, coaches, coaching profession. In general, Purva Ashada makes excellent coaches, be it in business, be it sports, especially if Mars is in Purva Ashada, they make excellent coaches. Sports industry, fitness training, all the fitness trainers, coaches in our world must have a dominant Purva Ashada in their chart as a career path. Even gym instructors, you might say. Political career, activism, public office, social change, and political leadership is another set of keywords for career for Purva Ashada. Art career, performer, artist, Venus comes in here. creative profession and entertainment industry. They are even good at that because Venus shines. If Venus is in Purvashada, it becomes dominant, this career path. If Jupiter is here, it might become more of an advisor, like a coach. Coach is what? It's basically an advisor. Okay. Any kind of coaching profession is advisory role at a higher level. If you want activism, public office, you must have to stick Mars in here because Mars is the guy who gets activated and goes for things, so to speak. Now we'll see the Enneagram types, type 8, Enneagram type 3, Enneagram type 1, and how they match Purvashada and what careers they might do. We're kind of trying to shortlist and make a bridge if Purvashada is dominant and if you are one of these types of Enneagrams. And MBTI types, ENTJ, ESTJ, ESTP. Let us see that. The first Enneagram being Enneagram type 8, the Challenger. Quite common, isn't it, if you have gone through the nakshatras before. Self-confident, decisive, willful and confrontational. Okay, basic desire is to protect themselves, be in control of their life and destiny. This would make coaches, I think, the challenger because they love to challenge their team. Purvashada is about persuasion and team building. Their underlying theme is to build teams. That's the life lesson here. Motivation is asserting control, resisting weakness, ensuring self-reliance. Hey, what does any coach do? Maybe sports coach, maybe business coach, executive coach, life coach. All coaches essentially provide us these tools, isn't it? Don't go with your weakness, ensure self-reliance and get on with stuff, you know, get shit done. Moving against people. See, they can be basically in the coaching profession if you're a challenger and a Purvashada Nakshatra dominant in your D10 chart, D10th Lord or D1 chart 10th Lord. Next one on our list is number 3, Enneagram type 3, the Achiever. Key traits are they can be adaptive, excelling, driven and image conscious. Basic desire to feel valuable and worthwhile. Once again, I see coaches here as a common theme, especially because it is moving towards people. It can be very good at coaching. Image conscious, because if it's image conscious, it can mean political career, becoming a politician, a local senator or a member of legislative assembly, that kind of thing. Activism of sorts. Working for social causes, political leadership is one of the themes of Purvashada. Influencing the masses. See that? Motivational speaking, leadership roles. So politics may also be there for type 3 Enneagram. Last one is type 1, the Reformer. Now these ones can be the activist roles, political activism. Because they are principled, purposeful, self-controlled and perfectionistic. There's the key word, perfectionist. Basic desire to be good, to have integrity, to be balanced, striving for perfection and improvement. Moving towards people. So again, I see political careers as activism though, as opposed to the previous one. Now let us have a look at MBTI types. The first one being ENTJ. So the ENTJ is the commander. So they can be going in directions of coaching once again. Any kind of coaching profession, specifically sports industry. More so even the coaching industry as business or executive coach. Bold, imaginative, strong-willed leaders always finding a way or making one. For Purvashada, I would think it is more about making one. Sagittarius is about determining new rules. These are the new guidelines. These are the new rules. Follow me, Jupiter. It's like I know what I'm doing. You guys don't. Just follow me. Characteristics are they are charismatic, confident, efficient and strategic. Work, they excel in leadership and management roles. There you go. Strategic planning, business, law and politics. Also politics, also coaching. You got to see the planetary combinations for such things. But this is a good start. ENTJ plus Purvashada. Think about coaching or think about political careers or management careers. Leadership, because you're the commander here. ENTJ is a commander. Next is ESTP. So the ESTP is the, sorry, next is ESTJ, the executive. Excellent administrators, unsurpassed at managing things or people. Again, it comes about team management. Purvashada's goal is to learn and form efficient teams through emotional management, through devotion to the team. These are one of those movies you see who coaches who are dedicated to the team winning, right? There are many documentaries on such successful coaches. Efficient, outgoing, organized, and systematic. All characteristics needed for any kind of coach. The excellent leadership management roles that require organization and decision making. Common fields, business, law, and military service. In this case, being business or political activism. Even business coaching, I would put it, to be honest. If Guru is here, if Jupiter is here, along with Mercury in Purvashada, it may make very good business coaches, especially if they are an ESTJ type. The last one on the list is ESTP, the entrepreneur. Smart, energetic, very perceptive people, truly enjoy living on the edge. Characteristics are they are energetic, perceptive, direct and bold. They live for the moment, enjoy excitement, often seek new experiences. They excel in roles that require quick thinking and adaptability. Common fields are sales, entrepreneurship, and emergency. Sales is here somewhere. I remember, see, they have good fulfillment in career in sales and marketing because they require quick change. They're very perceptive, so they adapt to their clients. They know what the person wants. They can give discounts accordingly. Entrepreneurship as well. Motivational speaking as well. Motivational speaking requires quite a bit of perception of your audience, isn't it? That's the way you're going to get across to them. Otherwise, how will you get across to a whole bunch of people, strangers? Right. So that's Purvashada for you. Next, we'll deal with the culmination of leadership in Uttarashada, victory, culmination of victory Uttarashada, which goes out of Sagittarius and into Capricorn, the 10th house, the karma. Let's see that next.